Okay, today's daf Ayin Dalad. We're on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, the 8 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Chama. So Rav Chama said, Amar Rav Chama, Hai man diyav zuzi lechavre, if somebody gives money to his friend, l'mizban lechamra, to buy wine. I give you money and I ask you to go buy wine. Upasha, and you were negligent, v'lo zubin le, you didn't buy wine. So Mishalim le kizika azel afravasa de zuluf de zulfshifit. I can make you pay me. You have to pay me now the wine that you could buy in the town of Zulfshifit, which is the way the wine is cheap. Okay, you were supposed to buy me wine. You didn't. You have to buy me the cheap prices of wine. The cheapest price of wine. That's what you owe me. You owe me now. I paid you. I gave you $100 to go buy me some wine. You didn't. You now owe me to buy me that wine. Amar Meimar, Amrisa Lashmaitza Kamedra of Zvid, Minardah. I said this over to Zvid Minardah. Amar, Kikam Rav Chama, why did Rav Chama say that din, that if the Shliach doesn't do his duty, he owes the wine, Hani Mili, Bein Stam, Biyayin Stam. That's where I told you, go buy me wine. Aval Biyayin Zeh, Gesund, Aval Biyayin Zeh, but if I said, buy that wine, then lo, there's no din like this. Why? You don't have to pay me. I want you to buy those bottles. And you went. You didn't buy them. You don't owe me a thing. You gave me the money back. You don't have to buy me different wine. Lo, mi yemar, who said the mizavni le nihile? Who said I was ever going to buy those wines? Maybe they weren't in stock. Maybe the seller didn't want to sell to you. If I asked you to stop buy me wine, you didn't do your duty, you have to give me wine. But if I asked you for a specific brand and a specific type and you didn't come through, who said you were going to come through? I'm so particular, not necessarily you're going to come through. Okay? Make sense? Ravashi, I'm afilu yayin stam nami lo. Even regular wine, you don't have to. You don't have to come through. Why?
Am I paying you back?
Yeah, you pay me back. Right. My timer, why? Asmachtihi. It's just an asmachta. It's a reliance that doesn't have any halachic basis. I'll buy you that wine. You don't worry about it. When we did the asmachta last week, what every tanai is an asmachta. We didn't really answer that question. Okay, the question comes up again, right? Exactly. It's not a formal shliach. Asmachta lo kanya. Asmachta doesn't do anything. You don't owe me anything. Yeah, I'll get you. I'll go to that town for you. Yeah, I know people, right? That's all you did. Ulu Rav Ashi. I'm on the bottom, second to bottom line of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Ulu Rav Ashi, Maishna Behadatnan. But how is that different than the following Mishnah? Im Ovir, a sharecropper says to the owner of the field, Im Ovir, if I come by, Velo Avid, and I don't do work, Mishalim Bimei Teva, I'll pay you the best. In other words, if I don't come through for you, Mr. Landowner, I'm Mr. Sharecropper. If I don't come through for you, I'm going to owe you the best land. So how come over there, by the sharecropper, we say, you owe him the best land, and by the guy going to get wine, we say, he's just talking, stam, it's asmachta? The Gemara answers, hasam biyado, because when it comes to a sharecropper, it's biyado to come through. He can come through. Hacha, but over here, by the case of the wine, la biyado. It's not up to him. Why is it not up to him? Because who said the wine's in stock? Who said there's availability? Who said the store owner likes him? All these things go into the factor. All those factors come into play. Therefore, it's just a smachta. When it comes to a guy that I promise to show up on your field, he doesn't show up, then of course he's going to have to come through and keep his promise. Okay. Amar Rava. Another related halacha, what's this doing here? Hani Beit Lasa, three people, Diyav Zuzi Lechad, they all give money to Reuven. Three people give money to Reuven. What do you have to play? Three people give money to Reuven, Lemezabein, Lahu, Midi, to buy something for them. All three people give money to Reuven. Vizavin Lechad Menayhu, you hear it? Vizavin Lechad, he only buys it for one of them. So the halacha is, Zavin Lekulu. He buys it for all three. In other words, everyone gives him money and asks him to buy, I don't know, some new book that just came out. Right? Brand new, hot off the presses book that just came out. He only buys one of them. So who did he buy it for? So the halacha is, he bought it for all three. What? How could he pick one over the other? So there's a Gemara, V'lo Amara on Eldalo, Tsar, V'chasim, Inish L'chudei. That's only if he didn't bundle all the money together. That's if you bundle the money all together. But if you kept the money separate, everyone gave him money to buy the new book, and he kept it separate. So Laman Tzabin Tzabin, Laman Tzabin Lo Tzabin. We don't say that rule. The only time we say this rule, like, what's this doing here? This halacha. It has nothing to do with ribbits, it has nothing to do with anything. It's a halacha about the, whatever, the shlichus.
Well,
so,
we
it also has nothing to do with anything. So right, so when three people give you money to buy something, if you put all the money in one pot, in one packet, and you go into the store, you only buy one of them, who's it go to? Who's it go for? Who'd you buy it for? The answer is, they bought it for all three, they have to share it. But if you divide up the money, then of course we don't say that. Amar of Papa, this is actually a very relevant halacha. Amar of Papa, Mishmei Derava, Hai Si Tumta, Kanya. Si Tumta is a kinyan. What's Si Tumta? Says Rashi. Si Tumta is, what's that Rashi? Second top line. Second line. Chosem, a seal, Sherushman Hachenvinim al Hachavio Shalyayin, that they would mark on the barrels of wine. Shalokhin harbe biyachad, they would buy a lot at one time. Umenichin osam ba'otzer habaylim, I would leave them in your storehouse. Umolichin osam achas limcho lechanus, and I would take them as I need them. Viroshman osam ladas shekol harishumos nikaros. It should be seen. It should say nikaros. Mochoros. And everybody would know that they're sold. In other words, it's a kinyan. Nothing's moved. Nothing changed ownership. But I go to your warehouse, I put my name or my mark on the barrels, that's the kinyan, they now belong to me. Okay, I didn't touch them, I didn't do anything. Situmta means a mark. It's a simen. It's a simen, now everyone knows. When you come to the warehouse now, oh, those you can't buy, Nachavotos already. His mark is on them. Okay? Amar of Papa Bishmei Rabba, Hai Situmta, Kanya. That's a good kinyan. Lamai Hilchazah, regarding what? Rav Chaviva Amar L'Mekanya Mamish. Rav Chanina, Chaviva said, it's Mamish Akinyan.
So that
it's Mamish Akinyan. And what happens if the warehouse burns down? It's your loss. Not the seller's loss, it's your loss. So they're yours already. Rav Banan Amri, no. L'Kabuli Alei Mishapara. No, it just gives you a Mishapara. In other words, it's a moral obligation to come through and deliver them. It's a moral obligation. There's no halacha. They didn't change. There's no. What kind of kinyan is this? I didn't pick them up. I didn't pull them and do anything. I just put my mark on it. I put a stamp that it's mine. Yeah. If you don't come through, it's a mishapara, right? You'll get a klala if you don't come through. For hilchasad, halacha is kibuli aleha mishapara. That's what it does. It affects the fact that it's a mishapara. It's a moral obligation, not a halachic. But if it's a town where they would practice, that's Mamash Akinyan, then you know, Mamash Akinyan. Okay? Okay, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said from down to the end of the page, it's been the same case 5-6 times. The halacha is very simple. When you...
Hot?
It's boiling. No, you have to do something outside. It's probably on up there. No, it's hot? I'm boiling. It's hot. It's stuffy in here. Okay, I'm not. Okay. That's fine. So we said yesterday, we said in the Mishnah, that you can purchase, you can make a forward contract. You can pay money to items you're not going to get till later, and it's not a ribbis problem of the buyer holding on to your money before delivering goods, right? That's what half this paragraph is about. It's not a problem as long as either the seller has the goods in his possession, or they're available in the market. Now we're going to discuss how far of a finished product do these have to be? Right? What if I have the raw material? Is that considered as if I quote-unquote have it? How far along does it have to be? Okay? Make sense? That's the Gemara's discussion. So, you're the first one to do the harvest. So, there's no price that's really set. But, I have them here. So, do you really have them? So, I'm a Rav. Mechusar Shtayim Posek.
If only you're lacking is two, you're only lacking two more things, two more jobs, two more avodas on this stuff, it will be finished product. Okay? If you're lacking two avodas, posek. Then you can set a price. Shalosh, but if you're lacking three jobs, ain't a posek. You can't set a price. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, different. Bidi Adam, if it's a job that can be done by man, that is done by man, afilu mea posek, then even if it's 100 things that's still lacking, it's good enough, you can set a price. But bidi Shemayim, but if it's up to Hashem, in other words, like rain, these types of things, it's lacking something that's not in your control, then afilu achas ain't a posek. Even if it's lacking one, you can't set the price. Okay? Now, basically, with the whole nest of the Amid is only going to be kashed on Rav. Tanan. Almost all on Rav. Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah, Posek Imo Al HaGadish. You can set a price at the silo. You come to the silo, you tell the guy, I want to buy wheat. He says, yeah, but it's not ready. So you tell him, okay, whatever, make a price. Now, says the Gemara, it's okay, you can make a price, the Mishnah said. Says the Gemara, V'amuchusar, but it's missing the following items. What's it missing? It's missing Mishda Bechama, having it lay them out in the sun, right? Lay them out in the sun. Lemivash, have them dried. Lemidash, have them to do dash, to winnow them. And Umidra, and to do Zora, to do winnowing. It's missing all these things. It's missing how many things? Four. Rav said, it only has to keep missing two. Right? Says the Gemara. Kigon, for example, Dishada Bechama V'yavesh. No, you already did those jobs. You already laid them out in the sun and dried them out. You did those jobs already. So what's it lacking? Only two jobs. Ula Shmuel da'amar b'dei shemayim afil achas ein apotek. But according to Shmuel, that b'dei shemayim, it can't, if you're missing one job, it's missing one job. What job is it missing? V'amachosar midra, but it's missing winnowing. Winnowing's not up to you. Whether or not it wins up to Hashem. Says the Gemara, B'dei Shemayim, says the Gemara, Efshar B'nach Vasa. No, you can do it with a sieve. If you don't have the wind, you can do it with a sieve. So you could do it with man-made, and therefore it's not a problem. Well, now, again, it's very, like, people that are into this product will probably be very comfortable with this Gemara. To me, when I was learning this Gemara, I was like, what? Because it's the same, we don't know how these things are done, so it's very, it's foreign to us. Anyway, again, next. Same thing by the grapes. Says the Gemara, but it's missing the following five things. It's missing the following four things. It's missing michmar. Michmar is that you heat up the grapes. Vayule leve matzarta. And it's missing to put it on the olive press. To put it into the vat. Ule meidash. And it's missing to tread on them to bring wine. And it's missing ulu minageid, and to draw the wine into the cistern, whatever that means, right? So how could you sell the wine? It's missing four things. Says the Gemara, "Kedatani Reb Chia," like Reb Chia is going to answer in a few minutes. Shel zisim, alakomer shel zisim. He's going to answer in a few minutes on the case of the zisim. In other words, it's after the first step has been done, right? The first two stages have been done. After the first two stages have been done, al hakom hachanami al hakom shel anavim. So to over here, it's after the first two stages have been done.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But they all have the grapes in hand.
Right.
The olives in hand or the wheat in hand.
Right.
So why do you need to go to the old examples?
Because
I understand that according to Rob, it's different stages of what's missing left in the finished
product. Right.
I said that. What's the multiple cases for?
What do you mean? Because we're going through each one separately. Because the Mishnah did that. The Mishnah had wheat and olives and grapes and clay.
Why did the Mishnah
do that? I don't know. But whatever reason the Mishnah did, the Gemara's doing the same thing. You're right. I don't know. Why did so many cases? Fine. So I'm sorry. Says the Gemara that... Good. So it's already been... The first stage has already been done. Says the Gemara, V'amachos HaTlas. He's still missing three more things. Still lacking three things. All you did is the first one. Says the Gemara, the Asra Tahu, the Zavin Hu Dinogid. No, in this town, the buyer did the last one. The buyer did the last thing of drawing the water into the, drawing the grain, the wine, into the vat, into the cistern. Since the buyer did that job, That's not considered lacking on the seller's part. So there are only two jobs lacking. Two jobs lacking, it's okay. It can be sold. Exactly what this means, I don't know. Right? What does exactly this mean? I'm not sure. I'm just reading in theory. Right? Next. Falabata chel zaysim. And the same thing about the what is zaysim? Olives. Says the Gemara, vaha, it's missing four things. Vamachosar michmar, it's missing, again, heating up the olives. Vayule lebe dape, putting them on the board, the beis habad. Lemeidash, doing dosh. Lemingad, and then the next thing is to again draw it into the vat. I'm not sure what that means either. No, alakom shel zaysim. The first job was already done before the guy showed up. They did the first thing already. The ha'ika twas, but they're still missing three things. Again, same answer. Aser dahu, just up in huminagid. No, in that town, the buyer did the fourth thing. So the only missing things are missing two and three. Next, v'alabetim shel yotzer, and the clay of the clay maker. So the Gemara says missing five things. Amai v'mechusar, we're missing five things. What are we missing? Lufufe, first of all, to knead the clay, the yavushe, to dry it out, ayala tuna, to put it into the oven, lemisraf, to burn it in the oven, which means it forms, and lemefak, to take it out of the oven. So the Gemara says, so you're missing five things, how can you make a price? Says the Gemara, you're going to malafafu v'yavishu. Now, the first two things you already did already. I've worked with tlas, but you're still missing three things. Says the Gemara, ba'asra dahu zavim be demefak. No, in that town, the buyer did job number five. So the only things missing were jobs three and four. If you have missing two jobs, it's more to the sell, make a price. Next, v'alasid chi what? Yeah, it's very funny. I know. V'alasid and lime mishiyash keenu bekivshan, when it's in the oven. It's missing the following three things. Mikla, burning the lime. Vafuke, taking the lime out of the fire. Umedak. Medak means chipping away at all the junk to make it fine and smooth. Says the Gemara, but asked her, who did it? Who did it? Dayak. No, in those towns, the buyer did that last job. Only two things are missing. Ul Shmuel, the Amar, Bide Adam. Ul Shmuel, the Amar, Bide Adam, Filu Mea Posek. But according to Shmuel, all man-made things are not a problem. Any job that's done by man is not a problem. So then if that's true, Lamali Lemishi Kanaba Kivshan. Why does it have to say when you take it out of the oven? No, Ema, it should say, because in other words, that's not a factor. That's a man-made thing. So the Gemara says, you're right, Ema, it should say, Mishiro Lishko Bekivshan. Yeah, when it's ready to do that, Enechanami, you don't have to do it. Why? Because any man-made, any jobs done by man will not prevent a price being established. Vala beitzim shel yotzer, and the beitzim of the clay of the former. Tana Rabbanan, ain poskin ala beitzim shel yotzer ad shiyasu. You can't make a price until you've done the work. Divei Reb Meir, that's Reb Meir Shita. Amar Reb Yosi, v'mentav amamurim, when is that true? Ba'afar lavan. That's with expensive dirt, expensive clay. Aval ba'afar shachor, but if it's black, which is very cheap, Kigon, Kfar Chananya, v'chavruse, like that town and other towns, Kfar Shichin, v'chavruse, that town, poskim, you can't set a price. Afal pi she'ein lazeh, yeish lazeh. Because if you don't have the cheap stuff, someone else for sure does. The problem is a very expensive item. They were afraid to make a price. Maybe he won't have it. Maybe he won't want to sell it. It's so expensive. So rare. So if it's rare items, white dirt, white whatever, white clay, that they would never make a price. He agreed with the mayor about white one, not about the black. Ameimar Yav Zuze Michimaila Afra. Ameimar would only buy the clay when the seller had it already in his possession. Says the Gemara Kimat. Who's that hold like? Ikir Reb Meir to Amar Achiyasu. Reb Meir said it has to actually be made already. Has to be formed. And Ikir Reb Yosi, Habar Afabisha, Ain Lazay Yesh Lazay. And Reb Yosi said, you don't have to have it at all. As long as, if you don't have it, someone else has it. So what's Ameimar making a middle pshar over here? So Gemara says, oh, Ikir Reb Yosi. Really held like Reb Yosi that what? If you don't have it, someone else has it. But Uba Asra, Da Meimar, Ashik Afra. But in Ameimar's town, it was very expensive. So Eid Dabaile Afra, if he had the clay in his possession, some Chadaita, you could rely on that, it's going to sell it to you. You can give him money. If he low, and if he didn't have it, he wasn't sure he was ever going to get it. It's very similar to a mayor. He wasn't sure he was ever going to get it. Who said he's going to get it? It's so expensive, it's so rare. Therefore, he wouldn't want to buy it until he had it in his possession. Ah, yesh, 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 Okay, the next thing the Mishnah said was, Uposik imo al hazevel kol yomos hashana. You can make a price for zevel the whole year. Then it said, then the Mishnah continued to say that Rabbi Yossi said you cannot, and Chacham said you can. So says the Gemara, Chacham hayinu Tanakama. The Chacham is saying the same thing as the Tanakama. Tanakama said you could always buy zevel. Why? Zevel is always in stock. Rabbi Yossi said, no, it's not true. Chacham said, yeah, it's true. So Chacham hayinu Tanakama. Rava said, it depends. Yimos hagasham ikibinaihu. What about the winter? Is it so readily available in the winter? So it's machlokas how you read it now. Rashi says as follows. So according to the Tanakama, Tanakama says you can do it the whole year. Why? It's always around. Even in the winter. Right? Rabbi Yossi says, no, only in the summer. Only in the summer. Right? I'm sorry. Rabbi Yossi says you never could do this even in the summer. And then the third sheet was the Chachamim, in the summer, yes, not in the winter. You can't buy it in the winter. You can't buy it in the winter unless he has it. Why? Because it's a rare item. No one has it. So it's a machlokas, through your machlokas. That's a Rashi. Tosafot is the exact opposite. Then in the winter, Tanakama would say one thing, and then the summer they switch it. Okay. Next. Uposik imo kishar ha-gavoa. The Mishnah said that when you buy, there was a machlokas in the Mishnah, when you buy an item, you're not taking the item now. You're paying $100 for some produce, but you're only going to pick it up in 6 months. What happens if in 6 months the price goes down? Okay? What happens if the price goes down and you can get more bang for your buck? So the Mishnah said, according to the Tanakama, that's a built-in t'nai. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, I think it was, it had to be stated. And if it wasn't stated, you're going to be harmed, and you're going to have to pay the original price. Okay, but if it was stated, then you can get the cheaper price. That's what the Mishnah said. According to Tanakhama, it's built in, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be stated. Okay, Huga, right? Okay, Huga was once a guy. Do you have zuze little dunya de bechamua? He was buying jewelry for an adunya, a dowry. He was buying jewelry for his father-in-law. The Gemara is going to say at the very end, he wasn't a shliach of his father-in-law. He also was a jewelry merchant. Happens to be his father-in-law was interested in jewelry. So you'll see in a minute, at the end. He's buying jewelry. Lesof, in the end, zal adunya. The price went down. So when he actually went to pick up the items, the price was much cheaper. He can get another pair of earrings thrown into that for that price that he made up with the guy. So he wanted to get more jewelry. So Asal came to Rav Papa. They came in front of Rav Papa, Amalei, and Rav Papa said, If you made up that you're going to be able to get a cheaper price, Shakal Kahashta, then you can get the price of right now. The Elo, and if you didn't make it up, Rav Papa seems to be holding the time, like Rabbi Yehuda there in the Mishnah, who said you have to specify. The Elo, if you didn't specify, Shakal Kimei Kara. You have to set the price of back then, whenever you agreed on it, 6 months ago. And I it's going to be more expensive. That's too bad. So Amrulei Rabbanan or Rav Papa. So Rabbanan said to Rav Papa, are you really holding like this, like that shita? That you have to say it? V'lo pasak shagul kamei kara? What are you talking about? If you didn't specify he's bound by the earlier price, why is he bound? Mos ninu. It's just money. All the guy did, all the son-in-law did, was give money. No kinyan. Why is he bound by the price 6 months ago? Maslo kanu. Money doesn't work. Right? Why is he bound by that? So amalahu. So if Papa said, no, you're right. What I meant to say was, anonami le kabuli le mishapara kamina. I just meant to say that the guy will get a mishapara. It's just a moral obligation. You're right. Of course it's built in. You want to retract? You have the right to retract. You don't keep your promises. Hashem not happy with that. Right? If you specified that I want the cheaper price, then mocher kahadur bay, and now the seller is refusing to give you the cheaper price. Of course you specified. If you specified, the seller refusing, so then mocher kahadur bay, makabel le mocher mishapara. The mocher gets a mishapara. Why? We specified, and I get the cheaper price, now you're not giving me the cheaper price. you have a moral obligation to give him the cheaper price, and if you don't, you get a klala. Ilo pasak, if you didn't say anything, Rav Papa says, I'm holding like the Tanakh. I'm holding like that Shita in the Mishnah from Yehuda. I'm not holding like the Tanakhama. It's not built in. It has to be specified. Ilo pasak, and if it wasn't specified, then lokeach kahadar bay. The buyer is the one who's retracting. The buyer says, what do you mean? 6 months ago, I can get $1,000 worth of jewelry. I give it that. Now I can get $1,200. Right? Those numbers are wrong. It's 6 months ago, $10,000. Now I can get $12,000 worth of jewelry. The price of jewelry went down. Why? No one's buying jewelry now. It's a bad economy. I can get much more. And now the seller says, I refuse to pay I refuse to get $10,000 worth of stuff. Then Mekabel or Lokeach Mishapara. The Lokeach gets the Mishapara. I'm only Ravina Lerav Papa. Okay. So Ravina says to Rav Papa, you know, if everybody remembers back in Perek Hazav, there was a machlokas there between Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and everybody else, whether money was a kinyan. Everybody else said money's not a kinyan. Giving over money is not a kinyan. In America it's a kinyan, but not in halacha. It's not a kinyan. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said, no, it is a kinyan. He said, it is a kinyan. It's a valid kinyan. So, says Ravina to Rav Papa, Mimai de Rabbanan hu de Peligia le de Rav Shimon. How do you know that this whole Mishnah here about making up the price and not wanting to come through and Mishapara, how do you know that's all the sheet of the Rabbanan that said money doesn't work? The Amri Mos Lokanu. Vafilu Hachi, and even still, I Pasak Shakal Kedimei Kara, and you can get the cheaper price if you agree to it. Dilma, maybe Reb Shimon. Maybe our entire Mishnah is the lone shita of Reb Shimon. The Amar who said Maos Kanos. Money does make a kinyan. You know, money does make a kinyan. V'chi pasak kishar gavoa shakol chiyashta. And if you agree on the cheaper price, you get the cheaper price. Ilo pasak shakol chimei kara. And if you don't make the cheaper, if you don't agree, you don't get the cheaper price. In other words, why do you have to come on to the Rabbanan and say, Mo's not Kona? Maybe it is Kona. Maybe it's Reb Shimon. One second. I'm sorry. I have to finish. I didn't finish the sentence. Dilma Reb Shimon, the Amar who says, Mo's Kos, money is a makes a kinyan. V'chi pasak b'shar gavoa, when you agree on the cheaper price, shakal ki hashta, you pay now the cheaper price. Ilo pasak, if you didn't agree on the cheaper price, shakal kamei kara, you have to pay the 6 months ago price, even though it's more expensive. Why? Mishum dekarni lezuze. Why? Because you gave money. Money is a good kinyan. Avol Rabbanon, but according to the Rabbanon, bein pasak, bein lo pasak, shakal ki hashta. If you, whether or not it's stated in the agreement or not. In other words, Tanakham is correct in the Mishnah. Whether or not you specify, I want a cheaper price, it's a built-in tonight. The Dai did the Inish, Atroi Zila. Everybody wants the cheapest price. Right? Everybody wants the cheapest price. So why you have to pigeonhole yourself and say, well, all the sheep, this Mishnah is only the Rabbanon, about money being Kona or not? Say it's from Shimon. Of course money's Kona. What's the difference? The difference is whether it was specified or not. So Amalei, so the Gemara, no, you know what? Even Reb Shimon, who holds that money's kona, would agree in this case money's not kona. Amalei, aim with Reb Shimon. When did Reb Shimon say his din? That money's kona, bechadare, where the price doesn't change. One price. The price never changes. Certain things in the world, the price doesn't change. 6 months doesn't make a difference. Abetrei tare, with two prices, if the price could change, Mi Omar, did Rav Shimon say his din that what? That money's kona? And I'll tell you what, Dilotei Mahachi, if you don't say that, then Misha Parba Lakech, Rav Shimon, Leslie. There can never be a Misha Parba on the buyer's end. Why not? Because once a buyer gives money, there's a kinyan. I mean, the buyer doesn't come through, he doesn't have an obligation to come through, but he'll get a Misha Parba. What do you mean he doesn't have an obligation? He made a kinyan, he gave money. It's impossible, according to Reb Shimon, for there ever to be a case of Mishapara for a buyer. And maybe you want to tell me, it's true, you're right. According to Reb Shimon, there can never be a Mishapara from the angle of the buyer. I mean, you're right. V'atanya, that can't be. Because V'atanya, because you have a price that says, Mikal Makom, nevertheless, Kachalacha. That's Halacha. Aval Amru Chacham, Mishapara. Reb Shimon says, I didn't, Lachat not like me. Mikal Makom, the Halacha is like a Chachamim. Now, mind me, Mikal Makom. What do you mean, Mikal Makom in every case? According to Reb Shimon, it would not be every case. It would only be sellers. So the lav loshon lekeach loshon mocher makabel of mishapara. It must be that according to Reb Shimon, everybody gets a mishapara, even buyers. Ella kikam Reb Shimon. What did Reb Shimon say is din? That what? That money's kone bechad taret. That's if there's one price. If there's one price, giving over the money is a kinyan. That's Reb Shimon shita. Betray tare low. Two prices, Reb Shimon never said his din. Why? Because Reb Shimon knew human nature. Reb Shimon knew that if the price is going to go down, the seller, the buyer, is going to want to get a cheaper price, and the seller's not going to want to give the cheaper price, they're going to have to fight it out. But to say that the Kenyan is chal 6 months ago, that Reb Shimon never said either. It's subject, right. So then it depends. Did you make an agreement or not? If you made an agreement, if you specified, by the way, I know the market is very, very fluctuating. I know it's a very, very, volatile market. I'm not going to be stuck with a crazy price. I'm not bound by that. You gave money, you gave a kinyan. Now, I would never say that I had ba. I'm going to pick up the item. But if it goes down, that's no such thing. There's no such animal like that. Okay, so Reb Shimon does agree that money is different. It's a weaker kinyan. According to Rabban, there is no kinyan. Not even a Kenyan. Nobody argues on Hagbah. Everyone agrees that Hagbah is a Kenyan. Right? But for whatever reason, Reb Shimon held that money was a valid Kenyan. I think he looked at that at Pesukim. So Reb Shimon says that, but I only said my dealing with one price. By one price, some things in the world, the price doesn't change. Maybe different circumstances, the price doesn't change. But if it's very volatile, and the price will change, no one has Kavana that it should be a valid Kenyan. Why do you give the money? Maybe you want to chop it. I want that item. I need that item. But I want to get the best bang for my dollar.
So the mocher should give a refund.
Right.
Or he buys more merchandise.
Exactly. So, Amalei Rav Acha Berei Deravel Rav Ashi V'Tepiklei the Shliach Shavi Meikara. But wait a minute. Wasn't he a Shliach? Wasn't this guy a Shliach for his father-in-law? So isn't he bound by his father-in-law's instructions? So Amalei, no. B'Tagra D'Zabin U'B'Zabin. No, he was his own merchant. He was doing it. He wasn't a Shliach of his father-in-law. Why do we start off saying he was his father-in-law? Maybe his father-in-law was going to buy it from him. Either way, he's his own independent person. He was involved in this, and that's why the halacha is what it is. Okay, next Mishnah. Malva Adam es Arisav, chitin bechitin. Well, we know you're not allowed to borrow wheat and then pay back wheat. Not allowed to do that. Why? Because when you borrow wheat, it's worth $5 a bushel. When you're going to pay it back, it's going to be worth $6 a bushel. That's ribbis. You're not allowed to do that. By the way, you are allowed to borrow, if you borrowed an egg from your neighbor, you're allowed to give back an egg. You're allowed to do that. It's not a ribbis problem. That's not mekach u'memkar. That is just borrowing from a neighbor. I think Michael Fuchter told me, he saw one of the sparrows and said, you're allowed to do that. You might say, you're not allowed to do that. What's the difference between saw and borrowing an egg? What's the difference?
You don't do that. You can hold it every day.
They have to. Has to do what?
They have to have a small lending.
Right. So what's the difference if it's a smaller bid?
It's not buying.
What? Right, it's not buying. Right. So I heard, I didn't see it in print, but I heard that he said he saw that that's mutter. But things with your neighbor, that's not ribbis in that. Right? It's not like a chomemkar, it's just being neighborly. No, it's not a problem. Okay? Very few things are not problems. The whole pair, you can't walk out on the street. This pair, you can't do anything. What we get out of this parak, very difficult parak, what we get out of it is we need a lot more investigation in all our business practices. That we can say. More than that, I don't know. Anyway, Malva Ad, even though we said, and tomorrow we're gonna pick up on it more, you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to lend a saw for a saw. You're not allowed to lend a bushel of wheat for a bushel of wheat back. Why? Because the price could change, you're gonna be getting more than what you lent. That's ribbis. Malva Adamet Arisav Chitin Bechitin Lazera. I skipped the line. Malva adam es arisav chitin bechitin lezera. You're allowed to exchange a wheat for wheat with your sharecropper lezera if he's going to be using it to plant seeds. Avalo laochel, but not to eat it. The Gemara is going to change this entire Mishnah. We're just reading words because the Gemara is going to change the whole thing. Shaira Gamliel malva es arisav chitin bechitin lezera. Rabbi Gamliel would do this with his sharecropper. He would exchange wheat zera lezera, chitin bechitin for seeding, and then biyoker v'huzlu if it went up or down. O bizol v'hukru, notel mehen kishar hazol. No matter what happened afterwards, Rabbi Gamliel always gave the guy the cheaper price. Always made himself the short end of the stick. Lo mipnei shalacha came. The halacha is not like that. He didn't have to do that. But mipnei shiratza lahachmar latzo. He wanted to be machmor on himself. Fine. What you see from that story, that that's not the halacha. The halacha is, you're allowed to do it. He wants to be machmer. Rashi says, he wants to be machmer on himself. Right. But, the halacha, what? Why did he want to? I don't know. No,
the other guy's giving
ribbis? Yeah, that's a good question.
So he can be the other guy, you know?
Yeah, that's a good, very good question. That's an excellent question. Yeah, I don't know. Figure out a way how it's not ribbis on the other guy's side. Yeah. Anyway, Tana Rabbana, Malva, there is a risa of chitin bechitin lezera. You're allowed to give chitin bechitin if the sharecropper is going to use it for plant. Seeding. That's if the sharecropper didn't start working yet. Avo yarad. Once he started working, usher. Then of course he can't do this. Maishna taradidon. Why are mishnah the low pal kamaflig being yarad or being low yarad? How come in my mishnah there's no distinction if the guy started working, if the guy didn't start working? It's blanket heter. Umaishna tana bra. And how come in this brayta here that we just quoted tana the kamaflig being yarad or being low yarad? Why is there a difference between whether or not the guy started working or not? What's the difference? So Amar Rava, Rav Idi Asper Nihili. Rav Idi explained the whole thing to me. And this explanation is going to explain the whole Mishnah. But it's a very, very difficult explanation. I'm not sure I understand it. Bi Asper Detana Didon, in our town, in the Mishnah's town, Arita Yav Bizra. The sharecropper's job was to bring wheat, to bring the seeds. Part of his salary was to bring the seeds. And here they changed the condition. And the owner said, you use my seeds. So being yarad or being low yarad, then it doesn't make a difference if the guy started working or not. Kama de lo yav bizra, since he didn't supply his own seeds, mati misalikle, he could now change the terms. V'chi kanachis, and when he's going down to do the job, lebatzer mehachi kanachis, he's getting less. I'm not exactly sure what that means. But, the asher the ton of bra, but in the town of the Brisa, Mari Ariyav Bizra, the owner would bring his own wheat. The owner would supply his own seeds. So E Lo Yarad, if the guy didn't start working yet, Matzim Misalikle, you can tell him to stop. You can change the terms. E Ki Kanachis, and when he goes down to work, Levatzim Hachi Kanachis, he's getting less. I'm not sure what that means. E Yarad, and once he started working, the low matzi metallic lay, where you can no longer change the terms, usher it's usher. I'm not sure what that means. Very, very complicated here. Anybody have any suggestions what this means? I read the article also 6 times.
That means depending on time. That means basically depending on time. Where is he and the seed at the exact same at the time when it's going on? Everything's in his possession already. Everything's good. He's got to wait for him and it comes. I don't think there's a problem.
Somehow, as Rashi says, that somehow, if you could change the terms because it's your seed, then it's not ribbis. You're just changing the agreement. That's okay. But if it's with the seeds, I don't know. There's a ribbis issue here. This is about ribbis. Somehow, the seeds and the changing the terms, it's not ribbis. You're just changing the price. You're changing the salary. That's okay. But if you're changing, otherwise it would be a ribbis problem. Like I said, I'm not sure. I will stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow on the bottom line. I'm going to review that last piece.
Okay, today's Daf Ayin Gimel. Again, today's Daf is sponsored by this Confam Zeicha Nishmas Moshe Eliezer Ben Yamin Cohen. We are on Ayin Beis and Beis, about 6-7 lines from the bottom, right? From Amar Rosh Hashas. So, okay, Amar Rosh Hashas. We just talked about you make these forward contracts. If you make these forward contracts, if there's a set market price, the two attain for a set mark for a forward contract. You have to have a set market price, or you can have the item can be in the seller's hand right away. If it already belongs to the purchaser. Now that we can learn the next couple lines according to the first Pshat in Rashi. What about doing this with a loan? What does that mean? Amar Rashi, it's just Amar Rav Huna, Ein lovim al sha'ar shevashuk. You can't make a loan based on sha'ar shevashuk. Meaning, I'm going to borrow from you $20, right? I borrow from Menachem $20, and I say, if I don't pay you back, then I'll pay you back $20 worth of fruit in today's prices. So, but what happens if $20 worth of food, $20 worth of food in today's market price, whatever $20 would buy today, maybe when the loan's due in a month, the $20 buys more. So I'm paying you back more fruit. So he says, really, when you do a mechakel memkor, that's allowed because you could say you can buy it right now. There's a set market price, or this stuff exists now. When it comes to loans, we're much more machmir when it comes to loans. When it comes to anything, when it comes to loans and rivers, you're much more machmir. So let's look at Rashi again. Rashi says, "Ein love and ashar shabbos." Look, we're just going to read the first pshat. He says, "Anishamati ein love." It's the 1, 2, 3, 4. It's the sixth to last line in Rashi. "Anishamati ein love and malus b'derech halva'a." You can't. You can't borrow money in a loan. Al menashim lo eshalom lecha mos adzman ploni etin lecha peiros kishar shel achshav. Same like we said, but the apple gav the derech mekel memkor shari derech alva aser. Then he quotes a different pshat from the Bahag, which a lot of Rishonim quote also. He says you can't do this type of deal when it comes to alva because it's a loan. They're much more machmir. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. Rav Sheshet says this is aser. We're going to bring the Rav Sheshet says it was mutter. Amr le Rav Yosef bar Chamal Rav Sheshes, or Amr le Rav Yosef bar Abel Rav Sheshes, umi Amr Rav Huna Achi. Did Rav Huna really say that it's usher to make a loan in this manner? V'ho bo minei mei Rav Huna, they asked Rav Huna, hani b'nei bar Rav, you had these yeshiva boys, di yasi b'tishrei pari b'tevis. They would borrow in Tishrei money, and they would pay based on the fruit price, they would pay payros and tevis based on the price of the fruits that they were in Tishrei. Right? And they asked, which is our case, and they asked Shari Oasser, is that allowed or not allowed? But Amar Lahu, and he says, yeah, it's mutter because the ha chiti bihini va chiti bishili, because the chitim are already they exist, and that's the hector, they exist already. So that's the hector you have for doing this type of forward contract. It's a forward loan contract, so to speak. So how does he say? Rav Sheshet say, Rav Huna said that it's aser. Here he says it's mutter. So he says, right. Let's continue. But Amar Lahu, ha chiti bihini va chiti bishili, I boy zavni uparile. He can go ahead and he can take the money that he borrowed and buy the fruits and pay him back. The whole thing is mutter. You can do it. You have the whole situation scenario is mutter. So he says, okay, Rav Huna was chozer from his psak. Meikarasa Rav Huna ain lovin. You can't do this. Kevan the shama lahad the amr of Shmuel bar Chia amr Belazar lovin amr yunami lovin. And when he heard that the others argued on him, so he changed his mind and he changed his psak. And he says that even the forward contract in a loan scenario is mutter. Okay, it is mutter according to the Gemara. It must come to the Gemara and it's allowed. Again, because even though it's derech halva, but nevertheless, since they exist or the market price is set, then this is all avak ribis. That's right. It keeps telling me all these ribis drabanas, all these avak dinam of avak ribis. As long as you find one thing that changes it a little bit, they're going to allow it because the rabbana, either the rabbana where it goes there in this situation, or you don't have the chash. But in all these cases of avak ribis, you have to find a way to make it mutter, and then it becomes mutter. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara is going to bring a brisa regarding you take payment for a chafetz in one place based on the value that the chafetz is worth in a different place. Okay? So, Tana Rabbanan. Hamoli chavila mimakom lemakom. You have a guy, I guess he's like some sort of peddler, who takes packages from one place where it's sold cheap to another place where it's sold more expensive. Okay? So he wants to, he bought the Michael Jackson t-shirts, in one part of town. He goes to Midtown, now south of the tourists, to make a buck.
His friend finds him when he's still in the cheap place. The Amrlo, and he says to him, you know what? Don't be matriach yourself to go to that other place to sell it more expensive. Tnei, give me this produce, give me this item. I'll bring it to the place where it sells for more money, and then I'll use that money, so it becomes like a loan. I'll use that money and I'll pay you back. And when it comes back, I'll pay you back what you would have received had you sold it in the expensive place. Meaning, I'll sell in the expensive place, I'll borrow it, and I'll pay you back. So it looks a little bit like ribbis here. This is my thinking. It looks a little bit like ribbis here. Why? Because he's paying him. I'm not exactly sure. He's paying him. Well, let's see. Maybe let's see. Let's see. Bet. I'll sell for you. So who? And I'll give you. And where's the ribbis? I'll pay you back the price that would have been what you would get over there. He gets to use the money in the meantime. He wants to borrow. I think this is the case. You have the t-shirts. You want to go sell them to some high school somewhere. You're going to go sell them. I say, you know what? I'm going to go sell them. I'll sell them for you. I sell them. Now I have $1,000. I use the $1,000, whatever I need at the time, and then I come back and I pay you back the $1,000 that you would have gotten. Really, they cost $500. No, so what it is, here's the ribbis, because I'm giving you produce, I'm giving you an item that's really only worth $500, because I'm giving it to you in the Makom Hazol. And now you're paying back to me something, you're paying back to me $1,000. So it looks like, it looks like ribbis, because what I get... It's ribbis, because we'll see whether it's a loan or not. But assuming that it's a loan, what happens is I borrowed an item for you when it was worth $500, and I'm returning to you $1,000. So he says, here's the story. Birishus mocher mutter, birishus lokeach aser. If the mocher, really, the guy who's going to go sell it. I mean, I took it from you. I took the t-shirts from you. I'm going to go sell them. If I take the reshus, meaning that there's an onus happens or anything like that, then no, the mocher is you. You're the seller. If you keep responsibility, meaning it's always your responsibility. Right. So if you keep the responsibility. Let's say it gets damaged in the street. You keep the responsibility on it. So then it's like a pikadon. It's not a loan. So then it's mutter. But versus lokeach, meaning if I'm the lokeach, I'm the guy who takes it from you, and I take on all responsibility for it, then it's like a loan. You have responsibility for it if it gets destroyed. I keep that responsibility. So then it's as if it's mine. Right. Then that's usher because you gave me the chavila and a makom zol. You gave me the t-shirts in a cheap price, and I'm paying you back. Then I'm paying them back at a more expensive price. But if you keep, you're the guy who owns the t-shirts to begin with. If you keep the responsibility, then there's no loan here. It's just a pikadon, and it won't be. So you're just meshliach now, selling my t-shirts for me, and there's no issue. Yeah, I think so. I think they're talking about right because I thought mocher means the guy who belongs to, and lokeach is the guy who's taking it to the other. They didn't sell it to each other. You're right. The lashon is a little off. That's why it's ribbis. If it turns into a loan, it's ribbis because I took from you items that are worth $500 and they're paying you back $1,000 after I sell them in the more expensive place. Okay. Next case, similar case. Hamolich peros mimakom lamakom. You have this guy who's bringing fruits from a cheap place to an expensive place. Umetzau chavero, and his friend finds him in the street and in a cheap place. Vamarlo tneim li, give me the fruit. Right, I want to eat the fruit. And don't worry, I have fruits. I need fruits now, but I have fruits in that more expensive place back there. So I'll give you. You have the fruits here. The fruits are worth $500 here. They're worth $1,000 here. Give me them over here, $500. I'll give you the fruits over there. When you get there, I'll give you the fruits. They're worth $1,000. I'll give it to you then, and you can sell them. You can sell them over there for $1,000. Right. So if I have peros in that more expensive place, that's the permission. It's a forward contract, and you're allowed to because the peros exist. So it says if the peros are already yours there, it's like a chalipin so much. There's no ribbis, there's no loan. The ilav, but if I don't have peros in that other place, then it's usher because there's no chalipin. Now this becomes a loan. I'm borrowing for you something, an item that's worth $500, and paying you back an item that's worth $1,000. The Rishonim point out, though, the only reason why this is mutter is that if the original owner of the peros is actually going to the second place. Just because I have peros in a place that you're never going to go to, that doesn't work. I have to have access to that peros. So that's why the case is here, where the guy's on his way. He met him on the way. He's got the same produce, he's got different produce. Right, so more of the same over there. So he's hungry now. He eats the fruit here. Now the guy, the peddler, goes to the place where it's sold more expensive. The guy gives him from his granary. He gives him more produce, and over there it's worth $1,000. So he sells it. And he makes his profit anyway. Okay. V'chamarin. What are the chamarin? It's amazing. You have these cases over here. You don't know what it's talking about. Rashi knows. Like we learn with Rashi. What did Rashi learn with? Rashi learned with the Gonim. How does he know? So I mean, we're just saying Rashi outside, but this is basically all Pshat and Rashi. B'chamarin, okay. So you have these, I guess maybe the truckers, these truck drivers, so to speak, that they bring produce from one place, from the cheap place where it's sold cheap, to the place where it's sold expensive. So ma'alim b'makar hayoker ki b'makam hazol ve'einan choshishin. So what's the case? They're truck drivers. You have produce to sell. You give it to them in the cheap place, and they go sell it in the more expensive place. So what happens here? They can take money from the wealthy people who live in the place where the stuff is more expensive, and right, and what happens is, and they, how's it, what's the, what's the case? So the rich guys live in the expensive place. They give the guy money. They give the guy money. The guy buys it in the cheap place, and then brings it back to them in the expensive place.
No, I don't think that you're paying them in the expensive place. You pay them in the cheaper price. So I don't think it's rich or poor or transportation. You give them cash in advance. So you,
to do what?
No, to buy the item for less. You give them
right. So they can take money from the rich people who live in the expensive place. They'll use this money on condition that they'll pay them back tvua, they'll pay them back the produce, kivmakom hashar, as it's worth, like it's worth in the cheap place. And there's no chash for ribbis here. So Mara says, my taima, why is there no ribbis? Here there's definitely ribbis, because the fact that they're giving them the money, right, and these guys are going to pay him back money, and on top of that, because he gave him the money, that the chamarim are going back and forth and actually doing work. So that's looks like a vak ribbis, because I'm because of the loan, I'm also going to be toreach for you, right? So he says, no, that's not ribbis, because the chamarim want to have the money in advance. There's a benefit for them also. But Papa Amar nichaluhu de migaluhu tara. And Rav Acha b'Rav Ika Amar nichaluhu mozik abayel. The first answer is, when I walk into the town, I want to have the cash in my hands. When I walk into the town with cash, cash is king. People are going to start serving me, right? When they give me all this money, people will let me buy on credit. The more I have, people let me buy on credit. So I want to have all this cash. So yes, ain't nothing on me. You're giving me a loan, and I'm gonna have to pay you back, but I'm also gonna be working for you. But that work is beneficial to me, because now it looks like I have more money. I'm a bigger macher now, and I can get more benefit from the sellers. And Rav Acha b'Rav Ika Amar Nichaluhu Mozik Abayel. Now what happens is, you want to collect all these forward contracts. If you collect all the forward contracts, you're in a better bargaining position. You tell the guy, the seller, listen, this is my price. I owe these guys already. I have my contracts, and you can't change the price on me. I get a better deal now because I have all these forward contracts. And my benayu. So what's the difference? Ike benayu tagar chadata. The difference is whether you have a new peddler. Because if we're talking about the reason for cash is king, so cash is king no matter what. I have all this cash. Oh, this guy's got all these assets. I'll let him. You know, I'll give him on loan. I'll give him on credit. But if we're talking about a new peddler, an old peddler can come and say, listen, I have all these forward contracts. He'll be believed. I know this guy. A new peddler, why should I believe you have all these forward contracts? He's trying to get a deal out of me. He's not going to believe you. So that's the nafkamina between the two cases. Okay. Again, it's all a vak ribbis. It's all a vak ribbis.
Yeah.
Right. No. So here it's a vak ribbis. It's a forward contract, but it looks like ribbis because not only am I paying you back the amount, I'm also working for you. And you say, not only am I working for you, your cash is really working for me, because by you giving me the cash in advance, it allows me to do X, Y, and Z. So that's what I'm saying. I think for a vak ribbis, we need something to get out of it. This doesn't affect how do you value that? What's the value of that? So it must be when you don't have to do that. I don't think so. Rubis suits is us in their eyes. That's it. Yeah. Okay. Besura azli arba arba bekafri azul shita shita. In Sura, right, which is a city where Rav used to live in Babel. So the price of tfua was one. It was four bushels for a dollar. Right. It was four bushels for a dollar. Bekafri is a different place. It was six bushels for a dollar. So Yahiv Rav Zuzi Lechamra, Rav gave these guys a zuz that they'll go to the other place and buy him, because he can get six bushels for the dollar. He can get two extra bushels. The Kabbal Alai Unsu the Orcha, but Rav accepted upon himself any of Achrayis on the way, meaning it's not a loan, because he kept the Achrayis. They're just a shliach. V'shakimei Chamisha. When they came back, he only took five sa'ah, not the full six. He gave them one. I guess he gave them one saw to the workers. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If Rav took the achrayis on it, then it's just a pikadon. Why did he take six? It was his. There's no ribbis. He sees no ribbis. He's taking five. Vinishkol shita. He says adam chashuv shani. It's different from adam chashuv. You have to be even by things that are mutter. You have to be very careful so people don't see. Almost like Maris Ayin type of situation. Yeah. So people don't see. But my question is, but he still took five. Right, you're worried about Mara's Ayin, that people will see that this is, maybe they'll extract away from here, they're allowed to take certain river situations. So he gave him something, here it costs four, there, here it gets you four, there it gets you six, I was Machmir, he took five. It's still extra. If it was Machmir, he should have taken, I don't understand, it's still extra. Ah, he took, maybe because he took five, by showing everybody that he gave back one, that he really can't take the full amount, I don't know, he still took extra. Alright. So that's the case. Now, we had the whole din before that the chamarim could take this, that the heter, that the chamarim that we had was dafka by tefuah, right? The chamarim can take the money and go by the tefuah. What about other instances? Can they do it with other types of produce? So, b'mei Rav Asim, Rav Yochanan, Amar lachos begrutos. Grutos, I think, is scrap metal. I don't know how we translate it. Some sort of metal. But I think it's scrap metal. Amar lachos begrutos kane. So the question is, what's the chilik? So the Rishonim explained over there. We gave two reasons why it was mutter. Number one, why it wasn't ribbis. Number one, we said because he has extra, he has all this extra cash on his hands, right? And number two is that because now he can say that he has all these forward contracts. So do those reasons apply by grutos? Why wouldn't they apply by grutos? Because scrap metal is not as prevalent. It's not a lot there. So people might not sell that scrap metal on credit. You'll sell produce on credit because it exists. Maybe it doesn't apply to microtos. The other case is I don't know what the reason why it wouldn't work with the other. The other reason was is because you can say you have all these forward contracts. Maybe people don't do forward contracts. It comes to the scrap metal because it doesn't exist. It's not so much in existence. You know, it doesn't. It's not such a prevalent item on the market. So Amar Lei, so Rav Yochanan says, we say it's usher. It only applies to tefuah. Bikish Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yossi Lassos came b'scharish al pishdan, right? Kliapeshtim lo hinichu Rebbe, and ikad Amar Bikish Rabbi Lassos b'grutos came lo hinichu Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi. They only gave this heter. They only gave this heter when it came to tefuah. They didn't give the heter when it came to any other produce. Okay. Next case. Can one purchase the wine that's going to come out from the vineyard, even though the grapes are not in existence yet? The grapes aren't in existence yet. They're not completely grown yet. I'm going to buy the rights to the wine. So why isn't it? Says you're not actually buying the wine. You're buying the rights to the wine. I think that's how you answer it. But the Gemara doesn't even talk about that. So what happens? It's pardesa. We're talking about buying wine from the vineyard. So there's a machlokas amarayim. If the anavim aren't complete yet, whether you're allowed to purchase the wine that comes out from, that will come out from this keren at a cheap price. I'm willing to pay you $100 for the wine that will come out now. If the wine does come out later, it'll be worth $200. I'm willing to pay you $100 now. So maybe that's ribbis, because I'm paying you know the cost of money. I'm accepting the $100 now to have the cash on hand. So it looks like a vak ribbis, like a forward contract. So Rab Asar, Rab says it's us. Sorry?
Why is it
alone
now or not?
It's
a sale.
Maybe that's the market price. Maybe that could be the market price. He didn't reach a sixth. What is in this case? No, because this is it's a forward contract, because it's a forward contract. We're not talking about an actual loan. There's actually a loan is where I give you the money and that's it. Here's a contract where there's a give and take.
Right.
So that's not a straight loan. There's it's Mekach
HaMemkar.
So it's not on now because that's what the market price is. That could be the market price. The market price to be for produce that's sold now, it's $100, and the produce sold later, it's $200. But besides that, it's a forward contract which has a din derabanan of a vak ribis. So pardesa, Rab Asar, Rab said you can't do this sale. Well, Shmuel, I mean, well, the question is better than the answer. Shmuel says it's mutter. Rab Asar, kevon de lakami shavei tvei. Rab says Asar because after time, when the wine is complete, the wine is going to be worth a lot more. So it turns out that you're selling now cheap because you want the money early. That's a vak ribis, right? So mitchazei ki agonatarle. It's agonatarle. You're getting the money earlier, and that's why you're charging a cheaper price. Shmuel Shari. Shmuel says this is much in this case. The cave in the habibei tihuya lo mexik agonatarle. He says, no, this is a risk. This is an investment. Sometimes you have a product. I'm willing to sell it to you now at this price, because factored into the price is the risk involved.
I'll sell to you this at cheap at this price because there's a risk involved. Maybe it'll rain for 40 days straight and it'll flood out the vineyard and you won't have anything. It's not guaranteed. And it's similar to Rabbi Yehuda said. We have a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda who says that if it's only ribis mitzad echad, right, then it's mutter. Because it's not. Right,
also.
Right. I don't know how Rob answers it. Maybe Rob says it's not shriach at all for it to go down. It's not shriach that the vineyard's gonna get destroyed to the point where I'm gonna lose my investment. Because the only reason why I'm saying that is because the next line says Amar Rab Shimi Bar Chiya Umodi Rab Vitori De Napi Pseidayu. Rob says that if you use oxen to mow the lawn over there, then it's shriach for the price to go down because they'll ruin the kerem, and then that will make it mutter. Okay. Next case. Amr lehu Shmuel lahani d'shabshe shivsha. Okay, the way you used to work, you had. Sorry. Yeah, there are issues. There are issues. You got. I mean, one do it. Just make sure you do it with a guy. You get. You know, may have the contract with a guy. If you have Jews, I don't know how it works. You got to ask him over. Based on this parak. I got to ask someone who knows this stuff. I know how to go about doing it. The whole kolo now that's involved. Two kolo I saw online that are just for inyani the dini momenos kolo. So they have one of them has a hotline. You click the button on the website, ask a dayan, and you can write a letter, and they can get back to you. It's a whole what? Base avad l'inyani mishpat or something like that. Rabbi Rabag's involved with that. He gave a shirim for them, and it's one of his old chavrusas. Right, it's a CD. They also have right. There's one above Mitzvah now. Also, yes. They also they have. You can get the Shiurim online. It's called dafshiurim.org. I'm gonna call them up now and tell them that they don't have to come after me for a donation because I'm advertising for them. Dafshiurim.org. They have halacha lemaisa shiurim every. So the guy spoke about every time he talks about things. Talks about prepayments, early bird specials for camps. How does that work? Is that mutter? Shaila, one of those things are mutter. So everything's a shayla.
Someone told me that Art Spoke had used a program that you could prepay for the volumes.
Right.
They changed the program.
Because of rivers.
They weren't doing until it was printed some shayla.
Must be, yeah. I hear. It's very difficult. It's very difficult. Okay, so the way it used to be, you're talking about Arisim, right? You had Arisim and Aris, who used to be the sharecropper. And the way it used to be was the sharecropper. I just feel like there's something missing every time I learn these Gemaras. The sharecropper used to provide his own seed, right? I would work your field, and I would get a certain percentage of what the field produced. But I used to provide my own seed. What happens if the sharecropper is so poor that he doesn't have his own seed? So the balabais would lend the seed to the sharecropper. But it looks like ribbis now because what happens at the end of the day, the sharecropper is going to give the balabais. I don't know why it looks like ribbis. Give the balabais what he owes him from the field, plus he has to pay him back the seed. But he lent him the seed, so why is that ribbis? All right, whatever. So, Amar lo Shmuel lahan lo shabshi shivsha. Shmuel said to those balabatim who lend tvua to the sharecropper in order for the sharecropper to grow, on condition that after they grow, that the sharecropper would give them, okay, so the sharecropper would probably give them more produce. Would give them more produce. That looks like ribbis, okay? So he tells them, Hafochu ba'ara, you, the balabayas, you should till the soil a little bit. Kihechi the kone lugupa da'ara. Ve'ilo, habi luchu kehavava asr. He says, you have to do some sort of kinyan in the property. I'm just going to translate it. You have to do some sort of kinyan in the property, and therefore, it makes it look like it's your property, so it's not like a loan anymore. Not like a loan anymore. Because if you don't do it, it looks like a loan is asr. So what does that mean? What's going on here? So he said, okay, I don't know. You tell the balabayas that in order you have to do some sort of job in the field, so therefore you're kona from the aris part of the karka. But it is his karka to begin with. You're kona from the aris part of his karka, and now it looks like this. I didn't lend you the tvua. Rather, the aris has to pay back the balabayas because the field belongs to the balabayas. But if you don't do this properly, it looks like you lent him the seed, and then when he pays you back the produce, it looks like a ribbis. That's what I think he's saying. I'm missing something. I'm missing something. Okay. Next case. Amaluhu Rabu Lahano Dimitri Bagi. You had these
you had these watchmen on the fields, right? These watchmen on the fields. So they, the way it used to work with these watchmen on the field is that they would watch the field up to the harvest time. And then after the harvest, it became time to pay them back. But the balasados at the harvest time didn't have the money yet, because they just were harvesting it. They had to go sell the produce first. So what the balabais used to do is that they would push off payment to these watchmen until they profited from the harvest. And because of this delay, they would give the shomrim some extra. They would give the shomrim some extra. Now this looks like ribbis, because you're giving them more schar for waiting for the money. I owe them $100. I owe you $100 today. I can't pay you today, so I'll pay you $120 tomorrow after I sell everything. That looks like a vak ribbis. So amalu rabba lahan. So I had to get out of the situation. So amalu rabba lahanum demachi ba'agi puku hafochu beveidori. When you no longer have to watch the field, instead of just leaving, go ahead and start doing a little work on the field of the Baal HaBayis. Right? So it looks like you're still working for him. So kihechi delo tishtalim sechiras didchu adi hishaita. So just keep working for him a little bit, you know, do little jobs until he makes the profit. So it doesn't look like you ended your employment a month earlier. It looks like you ended your employment, you kept on working for him. Because number one, now I owe you the money, I only have to pay you at the end. So I only have to pay you at the end, you're still working for me, right? And he shaita oslu to kamosika baichu. And at that time when it's time to pay you, I guess the work that he would do wouldn't be, I owe you $100 for guarding the field. Because you're not taking the money right now, I'm going to pay you $150. Rob says do a little work. The work wasn't worth the $50, but he's still in his employ. Then at the end of the time, I can give you a bonus. Because here's the heter for a bonus. I can say I'll give you the $150, even though I only really owe you $110. I can give you $150 because since you still work for me, I can pay you whatever I want as a bonus. I guess that's the deal for a bonus. If it's not set in advance, I can give you a batana. I can give you a present. So. Now the Gemara, that's that case. So fine. So Amrle Rabbanon LeRava. Now the Rabbanon said to Rava, they accused Rava of eating ribis. He says, Ka'achol ma ribis, you are eating ribis. Why? What's the case? Okay, we're talking about an aris. The Kuli Almi Shakli Arba Umasaki Larisa Binisan. All the other owners would pay the aris for whatever $4, and they would pay in Nisan, right? They would take 4%. Let's say they would take 4% of what the aris produced. They would take 4% of what the aris produced, and they would do it in Nisan. Umar natalhu ad iyar v'shakel shita. But you make the aris work an extra month, and then you take 6% off of it. So you're taking ribis because you make the aris work longer, and you take 6, and it looks like the fact that you are taking more is because it looks like ribis because you are taking more because you're taking more by because you're allowing the aris not to pay you till later, right? So that looks like ribis. So he says no, Amar lehu atun kavidin losu gidin. I'm actually doing it the right way. You guys are all doing it the wrong way. Ara la aris mishtab, but the karker belongs to the aris. If you are getting rid of him in Nisan and you're making him take the produce in Nisan, you're making him lose out because the produce is better. The produce is better come Nisan time. But I let him go until Iyar, which the produce gets better until Iyar, and they're marviach. They profit more because they get the better produce. So the reason why I'm taking more is not because of a delay. I'm taking more because it's really his until that time, and it gets better produce, and I'm allowed to take that's the price, I guess, if you go an extra month. Did you say anything different in there?
It's a long lease period.
What?
It's a long
lease
period.
Right. You guys kicked them off too early. That's all. You guys kicked them off too early. I just feel like I'm missing something. Okay. Rav Mari Barachel. Who's Rav Mari Barachel? Rav Mari Barachel is Shmuel's grandson. Shmuel had two daughters who were taken prisoner. And one, Gemara, where is this? I don't know. Rashi mentioned it. One of the Rashi says Vashmul Habi Vinishbeis, and she was taken prisoner. Vinisan, and she was violated, and she became pregnant. And then the guy who violated her became a ger. So since the conception was not b'tahara, he's called after the mother. So Shmuel's grandson, Rav Mari Bar Rachel, Mashkin Luhu Ahi Nachri Beisa. He lent the guy money, and the guy gave him a house as a mashkon. Then the goy goes ahead, and without Rabba knowing that this is a mashkon, he sells the he sells the house, which is collateral, he sells the collateral to Rabbah. So Notar Tresha Yachrishata, Rav Mari sits in the house for 12 months, and then after 12 months, Shakal Agar Besa. And then, after he lives in another month afterwards, he then goes and pays rent to Rabbah, who's the owner. Because now the house belongs to Rabbah, he pays him rent. So the question is, why did he pay him rent to begin with? Number two, if he's paying rent, why do you only wait after him 12 months to pay him the rent? So that's what Rabbah asks. Shakal Agar Besa, Ba'amte Le Rabbah. He took the rent, and he gave it to Rabbah as payment for what he's going to live in the house for the coming year. Right? So, he says to Rabbah, you're asking, why didn't I give you the rent till now? Why didn't I give you money till now? The stam mashkan tashata. Because the stam mashkan is a year. Meaning, the guy has no rights to do anything with this field for a year. Even if he pays me back, I still keep the mashkan for a year. We had that also a couple of days ago. That even if it's a place where you can kick somebody off, he still has a year to stay on it. The stam mashkan tashata. Right, and therefore the lova can't be masalik the malva from the mashkan even after the year. So ibai nachri lasalki, even if the nachri wanted to kick me out, lo havi matzi masalki, he couldn't kick me out because he has no rights to the property. So in the first year he had no rights to the property, this year he had no rights to sell it. So even if he sold it, I don't owe you any of the money. But hashta now after a year, where he could theoretically get rid of me, so now he has rights. He has more ownership rights to the house. Lishkomar Agar Basin. Now, since he could kick me out if I wanted to, he could also sell it. So therefore, it's a sale, and I owe you the rent now for sitting in the house. So Amr Lei, Rabbah says back to Rav Mari, Ihabi Adana, the Habib Mushkan Lei Lamar. Had I known that this was collateral by you, Lo Habiz Vinalei, I wouldn't have bought it for you. But Hashlaki, the name of Eden Lach. But now, since I know what it is, since I come from my rights are extension of the rights of the guy that I bought it from, I'm going to deal with you as if I paid the name of the goyim. And Kol Emas Lo Masalki Bezuzi Lo Shaka Agar Besa. So long as he doesn't pay you back, I'm not going to accept rent from you because my rights only come from you. He can't take rent because he owes you the money. Okay. So Ananami Lo Shakini Menach Agar Besa Adim Masalki Lach Bezuzi. And so too, I won't take rent from you until he pays you back. See from here. Heard here. Someone says that since the Jew comes from the rights of the guy, you continue based on what the guy's, the rules with the guy would be. So what happens if, I borrow money from a guy, right? I borrow money from a guy, and then the Jew now buys the loan. Loans are sold all the time, right? That caused the economy to collapse. So what happens now? So now a Jew I borrowed money from a guy with ribbis. Now a Jew buys the loan. Can I pay ribbis to the Jew? It seems over here that the Jew takes the place of the guy. So does it work for paying ribbis as well? Let's say I have a mortgage from Chase, and now a Jewish place buys the mortgage from me. Can I continue paying it without a heter iska? I don't know. Yeah, but what they didn't. What they didn't, though. Yeah. Yeah, but here, I'm actually paying interest to the Jew. I don't know. Right, maybe it has to do with that case. Maybe it has to do with that case. Okay, that's 5 minutes. Let's try to move down. So, Amalei Rabbim mi Barnish Lord Ashi Chazi Ma Rabbanim Dekaachli Ribsa. Look at these Rabbanim. They collect ribis. The Yahabi Zuzi Achamer B'Tishrei Mivachri LeBetavis. They give money to the winemakers in Tishrei before the price is set, but they don't take the wine right away because they're afraid it's going to spoil. And then Tavis, when it comes Tavis, a couple months later, then they take the good wine. So it looks like since they prepaid, they're getting better wine. So Amr Lei, so Rabashi says back to the Rabbi Mibarnish, there's no issue here. Inhu nami achamra kayahive, achala lo kayahive. Umeikara the chamra, udachala chala, but hahi shaita hu de kamachri. Something to the effect that they're buying the wine now, they're just leaving it there. They're not getting better wine. It seems to be that the better wine is determined already in Tishrei, and the bad wine is already determined in Tishrei. So when they take they're paying for the good wine. They're not paying for the vinegar. So when they take it in Tavis, they're taking what they bought already. Sort of like a Brera scenario. Right. What they bought, but that seems to be just Brera. What if you hold in Brera? I don't know. Next case. Ravina habi yod zuze lebnei akara d'shan vasa. Ravina would give money to these people who lived in this town, right? On condition that they, in return for the money, they would give him wine later.
right? Based on the price now, but since the wine exists, it was mutter. And then shafri le tfei kupta. They would put in the basket more than value. They were paying back more. It looks like ribbis. So, also the kamei de Ravashi, he came for Ravashi, and Amar le mishari, can I take this extra that they're giving me, or is this ribbis? Because I gave, it looks like ribbis, because I prepaid them, and now they're giving me more. So it looks like ribbis. So Amar le in, he can keep it. Achuli hu de kamach gabach. They were the one who given you a gift. They're mochel you. So, but this is a mecca. So over here, it looks, the Rishonim say maybe it's okay because it's derech mecca memkar, and also they volunteered. It was never set amount. It's like paying a. It's almost like a prepayment bonus or something like that. I don't know how it works, but the difference.
Like
a signing bonus.
Right, but if it's a loan, even if it's I can't give you that extra here. Maybe because there's also mecca memkar.
Okay. Okay, and so now there's a different chash. Why can I collect the money from them at all? This field doesn't belong to them. Really what happened was this field belonged to other people. They didn't pay their taxes, and the government took it. So does it really belong to them? And Amrlei, Ara Lataska Mishabe, the kark is Meshuba to the tax collectors. Umalka Amar Mandi Yav Taska Leichel Ara. And the king says, whoever pays the taxes, they keep the land. So the original owner didn't pay taxes. He lost the land. And these guys pay the taxes. The land becomes theirs. You can take it. There's no gzela. So you see, like a government foreclosure, you get the tax notices. Whoever buys the tax, those were just selling the tax lien. But if you buy the field, then it becomes yours, and the other guy who buys the wine from him, he's not stealing. Okay. Amalei Rapapa the Rabba. Rapapa says to Rabba, Chazimar, look, Hani Rabbanan, the Yave Zuza Karga the Inshe. You have these people, some Rabbanim, who would pay the head tax for the poor people. They hold $100, they owe the owe taxes, they would pay the tax on behalf of the people, and then Mishabi Behutvei. And then they would, I guess, because they paid the tax, now these people sort of like became indentured servants to those who paid the tax on their behalf. So Amalei, Rabba said to Rapapa, had I died before you answered this question, you never asked this question, you never would have gotten an answer. This is the answer. It's allowed. Right? Everyone's
freedom is dependent on whether they pay the taxes. The government says whoever pays the taxes can get the right to own the people who didn't pay the taxes. So you pay the taxes, either they don't pay the taxes and I own them, or you pay the taxes for them and you own them. And that's allowed. Dina Machusa Dina. Okay? Yeah. What's it doing here? What's it doing here? It's just a funny thing. Right?
Rav Sa'orim Achmud Rava have a talk of Inish Deloma Alu.
He would kidnap people who weren't behaving properly.
Umaili Luhu Bigor Hakna de Rava. And he would put them on the chariot of Rava. And like I said, they would carry the chariot, he would use them. So Amalei Rava Shaper Ka'abda, what he did was the right thing. You know, you kidnap these people. This Tanina, we learn in our Braisa, Ra'isa She'eno Noheg, you see your friends who aren't behaving properly, Eino No Kashura, Minayin Atar Rasha Lishtabed Bo, how you know you're allowed to take them as your servant? Talmud Lomar, the Apostle says, by Eve Kanani Lo Olamahem Tavodu. And then it says, Uba Achechem, right? So Yachal Afilu Noheg Shura, you would think that even if you're behaving properly, you're allowed to enslave them. Tamal Omar, Ubachechem Bnei Yisrael, Ish Ba'achiv, and the Pasuk continues, Lo Sir Debo B'Farich. You're not allowed to. So I guess in order to...
I
don't understand what this means. They don't behave properly, now I can grab them and they can...
How many was that? They acting
properly, you can grab them. I don't understand the maskana, let alone the how many you mean. So they're behaving improperly, I can grab them and make them my servants? I don't get it. Maybe we'll just stop here. Okay? Amar Rav Chama. Hi, Manda Yov Zuzi Lechavre. Okay, I'll stop here. I apologize. I just feel like it's like such a... Everything's just missing from the dot. I don't get it.